Now we're told here, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. She did not like to see anyone that was in love with God like that, and she despised David for it. And she's his wife. May I say to you that this is a very serious thing as far as she is concerned and her relationship to David. Verse 17, they brought in the ark of the Lord. They set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Those burnt offerings speak of the person of Christ. Those peace offerings speak of the peace that he's made by the blood of his cross, and that there was that relationship, that wonderful relationship between God and David. Friends, today, now let's push aside a great deal of this extraneous argument that we have today about dancing before the Lord and about smiting this man dead. I know you can argue about those things, but here they are in the Word of God. Let's not argue religion today, and let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. What about your relationship to God, and what about mine? Now, right now, wherever you are, however you are, how is it with you and God? Have you had a talk with him today? Have you rejoiced in him? Do you love him today? Do you want to serve him? What is your personal relationship to God today, my friend? That is important, is it not? Now, let's not talk about David dancing before the Lord, and let's not talk about this man Uzzah being smitten dead. Here it is in the Word of God. You have to take it like it's written. But the important thing here is a man that is in love with God, rightly related to God, and thrilled to live this life down here. Oh, that you and I might have the joy of the Lord today. Verse 20, then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself. Well, David got down and acted like the rest of the crowd. He just mingled and mixed among the crowd and thanked God and rejoiced in the fact the ark was being brought up. And she didn't like that. She liked dignity and reverence and worship, you know. I'm always afraid of the super-duper pious folk that are everlastingly talking about, you know, this matter of being very dedicated and very pious. My friend, watch those folk. They're dangerous folk. I love them like David. What a man of God. David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father, and before all the house of Israel, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. What David is saying, I'll rejoice. I wish people had a better time when they went to church. They'd enjoy it more, friends. And David goes on to say, and I'll yet be more vile than thus. Now, when he says vile, he says, I don't mind being informal in my worship to God. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death. David put her aside, my friend, because of that. Now, this is a tremendous chapter, is it not? I've only really touched the high points that are here. I wish I could have gone in more in depth here.